Joining us on the program, and we very much appreciate his time. Now he's a very busy man. Andrew Fagan, the Crows CEO, joins us on the program. Andrew, good morning. Welcome. Have you ever been called a pinhead before?
Yeah, I probably have. I can probably give you a list of things. If you work in sport for long enough, you get a few thrown your way.
Hey, big decision yesterday, obviously, which was made official with Taylor Walker coming on as the Crows' seventh captain. You must be very happy with the move. He looked a little bit nervous, but thought he handled himself extremely well, and, you know, he should be a great leader, I think.
Yeah, look, I'm tremendously pleased. I think he's a natural leader. Yeah, he'll become a more natural media personality, but he's absolutely a natural leader, and within the team that was clear when I first joined the club. Yeah, he's a guy who others follow, and who others act, you know, when he act upon sort of his suggestions and his call. So he does that very, very naturally. And the other aspects of, the more public aspects of being a captain of a football club will come with time.
And obviously we heard Phil Walsh, the coach, talk and say there had to be some difficult conversations that were made, some manly conversations was the way he put it, with regard to Nathan Van Berlo, Dangerfield, Sloane, who were all very good candidates. Van Berlo was the captain, you know, who had the position. Is that something that just has to be done? Is that part of this new regime, this new era, just open, honest, transparent?
It absolutely is. So, and I think that, you know, in conversations I've had, you know, previously with you guys and other members of the media pack, you know, we don't want to be a club where tough or uncomfortable, you know, conversations are avoided. You know, they need to actually be embraced. And, you know, so, you know, Phil referred yesterday to the man conversations, which, you know, I know is a little bit politically incorrect, but factually accurate given the composition of our playing group. And, you know, that's about always ensuring that we've got absolute clarity, you know, that what needs to be said is said and that nothing's left unsaid. And that's, you know, that's what happened yesterday. And we always want that to occur at this footy club. And so we resolve all issues. And I've got to say, look, I was a part of, you know, the leadership group discussion, you know, when you know, Phil's final decision was communicated. And the feedback from the players was, you know, without going into detail, was positive. It was proactive. It was about, you know, it was constructive. It was about ensuring that Tex was going to be the best possible captain. And every single discussion those guys have is an open one about saying, well, this is what, you know, you need to do to be better. And that's, That will go on every week that they meet for the rest of the season, on, you know, whatever topic it is that they discuss. And, you know, there are, for a group of young men, there are tremendously, you know, mature, you know, six individuals who've impressed me sort of to no end since I've been here. And, you know, from Nathan Van Berlo to Sloane Danger, you know, Daniel Talia as well, who's a, you know, I think also a natural leader, Tomo, and of course Tex. So, mate, it was a really healthy discussion, and those guys will do whatever they need to do to support Tex to be the best possible captain that he can be.
We have Andrew Fagan, the Crows CEO, the new one. He's a bit of a trailblazer. He's on the line. Andrew, did Phil discuss it with you at all? Did you have any decision in Tex being named captain, or was it Phil's decision and his alone? Because I would have thought that with a new CEO and a new coach, you'd want a bit of dialogue between the two.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Phil raised this with me, probably would have been early December, and just where his thinking was. You know, he was taking his time just to work his way through the process. Obviously, as a new coach, you know, here at the club, he wanted to get to know his guys. He wanted to see them, you know, a bit more in action, see how they responded, you know, to each other. And, you know, as you would expect, you know, with a group of 45 individuals that he's getting to know, under a, you know, a regime that he's creating or a culture that he's creating within that, you know, within that part of the footy club. And so, look, he raised it with me. We had a really good chat about it. You know, I was immediately supportive of his rationale, you know, and comfortable with where he was heading. And, you know, we obviously, you know, we speak on a daily basis, and you know, and he sort of took me through the process and said that led up to the meeting with the leadership group a couple of days ago. And look, it's a recommendation that equally has to be endorsed by the board of the football club. So Phil and I, you know, made that presentation to the board the night before last, who equally were unanimous in their support and really embraced the decision.
So did you have to bring the decision, the public release of the decision forward, or was it thanks to a Mr. T. Wren at Channel 9 that the story leaked out? Because I saw you at the tennis the other night and you spent a lot of time on the phone. Did this, was it slightly irritating that it was starting to get out, unravelling at that point?
Are you asking, Mike, whether Tom is irritating?
Oh, well, I know that. I know that.
Wasted some oxygen there. Like, we know that.
Like a piece of gum on his shoe.
That's right. No, it was fine. To be completely honest, we absolutely had planned it for yesterday. So it was a little bit of... it's always frustrating when things leak. They often leak the night before. It's just how these things work. Obviously, the more people know as you begin to plan an announcement and things occasionally get out. But we went ahead as we had planned to. And good on Tom for getting a sniff of the story. So that's one up for the year, nice and early in January. So yeah, good luck for the rest of the year, mate.
Yeah. Well, it's a good story as well, Andrew. I mean, that's the thing. I think Tex is going to be great. Just on the vice-captain, Mike and I were discussing that. We didn't ask the question yesterday, which was probably a bit remiss of us. Has a vice-captain been officially worked out at this stage?
Look, mate, there won't be a nominated vice-captain. The other five members of the leadership group will share those responsibilities between them. So we'll just run with a captain and then the senior leadership group.
Is that to be diplomatic to those who missed out, that you won't want to pick just one out of maybe the top three or top two at least?
No, not at all, Mike. It's just because we want clean lines. So it's about having, one captain. We've got a broader leadership group that's made up of six tremendous characters, and they've all got a role to play.
I guess
it's just, for me, it's straightforward and nice and clean, and Walshy sees it the same way.
I guess inevitably, with Tex being signed on until the end of 2018, which is great, a lot of the attention, certainly from the listeners, has been as to whether or not Dangerfield and Sloane will re-sign. Are you confident, just on Rory first, that he'll be re-signing with the club pretty soon?
Oh, mate, you know I'm not going to comment on it in any detail. So, look, those processes will work themselves out. I think Phil made mention of that yesterday, and I've made mention of it on 15 or 27 occasions. we just have to work through it. What I'm really confident about, if there's an underlying theme to the question, it's that this decision doesn't impact on their decision. They were really supportive. They're quality individuals. They're mates of Tex, and they're supportive of whatever decision the coach needs to make that's in the best interest of us achieving what we want to achieve, which is to be a team that is going to consistently play in the finals and challenge for a flag.
Andrew, and here is, I'll cut to the chase on this question, that sure. There's three very strong characters now in the limelight at the Crows. There's yourself. There's Phil Walsh, obviously, as coach and Tex as captain. The fans of the Crows and the whole of South Australia is watching this with great interest this year. Would it be fair to say that all three heads could be on the chopping block if the Crows don't at least finish higher than they did last year and hopefully much higher? Are you putting a lot of pressure on yourselves? Is it a weight on your shoulders now until the end of the season, or is it a challenge on your shoulders?
Mate, look, that's a headline that you guys can create when and if that happens. But I can promise you, having sort of been involved with footy clubs for 15 years and in professional sport for 20-odd, every year you've got pressure on you, and every year you've got a weight on your shoulders, and every year there's massive expectations to meet, both those that you set internally and those that come externally from your from your support base, from your membership base, from your corporate supporters, and accentuated by the appropriate scrutiny that we get from the media. So that's something that I think everyone welcomes. We know it's a part of sport. It's born out of the passion that our supporters have for this footy club and other supporters have for their own team. So I'm really comfortable that we're doing everything we can to ensure that the club can become elite in all that we do. It's going to take some time to do that, but I'm confident that we'll continue to take steps forward.
And as we let you go, Andrew, a couple of months in, how are you enjoying it so far, the transition rugby union to AFL?
No, I'm loving it. Yeah, really enjoying it. Said the people have been, not just at the in and around the Adelaide Football Club, but the Adelaide community more broadly, have been tremendously welcoming and supportive. Said I've really enjoyed, enjoyed myself, Lara and I, settling into town. Sampling the delights of the wonderful local restaurants, etc., that are here, and said really enjoying the work. There's an enormous amount on. Yeah, said we've got a lot of work to do, but mate, you know me reasonably well. And look, I'm very, very passionate, and I want to make this club great. And everything we'll do will be in that order.
No, we know you're working very, very hard, and I know that you've taken time out of a meeting this morning. We'll let you get back to it. Really appreciate your time, Andrew. Big decision from the club, and good luck for not only the next few weeks, but for the season ahead. And look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Scoop. Thanks, Mike.